The only constant is change, right? I love that little irony of life. I mean, it's a humorous, oxymoronic concept, and it's also brilliant design. Without constant change, life, if it were even possible, would be flat. Now, some transitions and changes feel great, and there are a lot that feel really hard or really bad. Still, you've got to admit, change is crucial. And when we lean into it, sometimes magic can happen. Some transitions in life are worth marking. Time and growth are pretty vague, but when we give ourselves a marking point, we can make it a bit more tangible. Whenever we pause and celebrate, hold up, or give importance to a transition in some way, we have a lovely opportunity to bring the past, the present, and the future into balance for a moment. These are the points in our lives where we can look at the past to acknowledge what we've accumulated and what chapter is ending. Maybe notice what it's time to let go of. We can also stand in the present and take an honest look at who and where we are. I think it often takes a lot of courage to do this part right. And we can, in the same moment, set our sight toward the future and decide what is worth carrying forward and what we will choose to make manifest. In many cultures all over the world and throughout history, adolescence comes with some sort of rite of passage. There is wide variety in what these coming-of-age rituals look like, but the shared message is, loosely, we recognize that you are not a child anymore, and you are not an adult either. You are youth, and there is a unique power in that. Here at South Church, like some other UU congregations, we have a coming-of-age program for people in their eighth grade year. The group of young people that you'll hear from today will officially finish this program with this service. I have had the honor of again serving as a facilitator this year, along with three dear people, Mariah Roberts, Bill Blum, and Lisa Budrio. Sometimes referred to as the UU version of confirmation, our coming-of-age program is really quite different in that instead of confirming their belief in a specific doctrine, participants here are asked to explore their own personal beliefs, whatever those might be. There's a pretty heavy agenda. We met weekly in a classroom setting for the last 9 months. The participants dug deeply into several of life's big topics, including values, faith, whether God exists, why bad things happen, what happens when we die, the value of art and emotion, and others. They listened, they discussed, they wrote. They were asked to reevaluate the various relationships in their lives and consider which pieces need to change as they change. They each have a mentor that they met with regularly, an adult from our church community who shared themselves and questioned the youth further. They performed community service together. And then 2 weeks ago, we took these young people out into the wilderness for a few days. In addition to several other challenges that weekend, they each spent time alone in nature in a place they didn't know, and they sat for an extended and unknown amount of time with little more than a water bottle, a journal, and their thoughts. Today, we ask them to stand in front of all of you and share their personal faith statements. None of this is meant to be torturous, but hopefully they have felt plenty of challenge since this is how we all can learn the most about ourselves. They always have the option to decline a challenge, and I know there have been moments where some of them have seriously considered declining and may even be thinking about it in this very moment. But they keep showing up with strength, thoughtfulness, integrity, and courage. I hear a lot of stereotypes about teenagers, and I bet you do too. I'd like to spread some that I hold, and I'm sure Mariah, Bill, and Lisa will back me up on these. Teenagers can have really thoughtful, mature conversations about intimidating topics. Teenagers rock challenges. Teenagers are passionate and want to make the world better than it is. Teenagers are super fun and silly and they still know how to play. May we all be inspired to be like them when we grow up.